Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, though, the Taoiseach to Simon Harris will this morning seek approval from Cabinet to begin drafting the long-awaited Occupied Territories Bill, which would ban the importation of goods from illegal settlements in the occupied Palestinian territory. This would make Ireland the first EU country to limit trade with Israel. Well, to discuss this and some of the other issues being discussed at Cabinet today, I'm joined by Louise Byrne now, political correspondent with the Irish Mirror. Hello, Louise.
Hi, Claire.
So let's start with the Occupied Territories Bill. And there was much reported nervousness in government about the possible diplomatic and economic fallout for Ireland around introducing this legislation. But then the mood in Europe has changed. It's hardened in relation to the EU-Israel Association Agreement. This, of course, when we see what's happening and Israel's ongoing actions in Gaza. Has that change of attitude in Europe eased the government's concerns and nervousness now over this bill?
It has, to a certain extent. In many ways, it is a coincidence that the European Union, and we saw that announcement from Kaya Kallas last week, in many ways that was just a coincidence that that was announced, because this was a progression of some sort of Francis Black's Occupied Territories Bill was committed to in the programme for government that was agreed by Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil and those independents. And it's worked out well that it's happened now at the same time that the EU is moving. Largely, it's based on the advisory from the International Court of Justice saying that Israel appeared to be committing genocidal actions in Gaza and suggesting and calling on them really to stop. So this is the government's excuse really for progressing this, saying that that ICJ judgment really does open this up a little bit more for the government to act. So I think there is a hope that this move by Ireland today, and it is Simon Harris seeking permission to draft a bill. It's not a bill at all. It's the very start of this process, mm-hmm. I guess. But it is a step forward. I guess really the issue now is timing.
Well, Senator Francis Black, who introduced this bill in the first place, was on Morning Ireland this morning saying that it could be done and dusted by autumn if there was the will and the momentum behind it. Are you saying that that's unlikely?
I'm saying it's going to be tight. We are at the end of May now. This is going to Cabinet today. Simon Harris is saying that he wants to bring it to the committee next month. The Dáil is not sitting next week. Once the Dáil comes back after that week off, we have 6 weeks. So I guess it's really a question of how much can be done in those 6 weeks. The Dáil then resumes in September. I think what Senator Black was saying this morning is that she would like to see Michael D. Higgins sign it into law. That brings you up to November and the presidential election. So I think it would be very, very tight to get it done before the summer recess, especially if there is that back and forth. And that back and forth that Simon Harris has said he would be willing to have about the inclusion and the provision of services being banned. The legalities around that are kind of up in the air. And there's suggestions that that is not permitted, it is not constitutional. But it's a conversation that Simon Harris said he's willing to have. So it depends really on that back and forth. But time is certainly against us now. The Dáil is rising on the 18th of July. So the clock is ticking. So it just depends what the determination is there. I see the Social Democrats saying that they'd perhaps be willing to sit a little bit more to try and get that through. But I guess the government willingness to do that is the real question.
OK. And the issue around services, can we just talk a little bit more about that? Because what we're hearing is that it would only be goods from illegal settlements. You raised an issue there around potential constitutional difficulties around services. Can you just explain that to us?
So what the advice is and what the advice the government has received is that Francis Black's original bill as drafted would not be constitutional, and that does include the banning of goods and services. And what the Taoiseach has said, and he said this a few months ago, is that there's kind of a narrow pathway to ban goods based on, like I said, that International Court of Justice decision. And he said that the government has not been able to identify the narrow pathway to ban services. And so I guess Frances Black is saying that she has legal advice to the contrary, and maybe that will feed into these discussions that Simon Harris says that he's willing to have. Now, Roderick O'Gorman, interestingly enough, said a couple of weeks ago that he was obviously in the last government and he wasn't of the opinion that this was an issue and that the Attorney General raised no issue with the services ban with Israeli settlements. Whether he was privy to other advice, I suppose we don't know. But like I said, it's a conversation that's willing to be had, but it is legally and constitutionally a more tricky one.
Mm-hmm. And I see Piers Doherty from Sinn Féin is saying that they've had a full legal opinion which found that banning Israeli war bonds is constitutionally compliant, compatible with EU law and in accordance with international law, and they've challenged the government to publish their legal advice, which we know, according to convention, doesn't happen. Now, let's move on to what else is happening at Cabinet today. We have the Housing Minister, James Brown, asking for Cabinet approval to allow developers to apply for a 3-year planning permission extension. Now, what's behind this?
This is quite an interesting one being taken by Housing Minister James Brown, who has been working with the Minister of State for Planning, John Cummins, on this. And they are looking for emergency legislation to extend planning permissions that are due to lapse. So they are kind of saying there's two strands to this. The first one will be for the holders of planning permission who have been through the judicial review process and where that has delayed their planning permission. So what Minister Brown is saying is that when a judicial review or an objection is put into planning permission, the clock doesn't stop. So when this is being adjudicated on, you know, time is kind of running out. So what they are saying is that that time would be retrospectively reapplied and that the planning permission can, you know, start from where it kind of left off. The second provision in this will allow developers who just have 2 years left on their permission to apply for an extension of up to 3 years. Now, what the government is saying is that in order to activate this development, the application for the extension has to be made within 6 months of this legislation coming in, and the development must commence within another 18 months of that legislation coming in. So what they're saying is that this is going to be done are completed before the Dáil summer recess, like I said, in late July, and that they are expecting that thousands of units will be covered by this activation measure. Now, we'll have to wait and see. It's an interesting step, how many houses or how many apartments that will bring back on to the market, or, you know, that will start building again. We'll have to see, but it's a step.
Yeah, well, they need every unit they can get, because the SRI is going to tell the Housing Committee today that they don't expect any significant increase in housing numbers this year or indeed next year.
Yeah, and this is probably bad music for the government and probably one that's not going to be very surprising to a lot of people. So both the ESRI and the Central Bank are in at the Housing Committee this afternoon. And like you said, the ESRI are saying don't foresee any major uptick. They are currently forecasting 34,000 units this year and 37,000 units next year. And that compares to targets of 41,000 for this year and 43,000 for the year afterwards. So significantly less than the government is saying that they will hit and that they will need. They were also here that the amount of zone land available is a constraint on the supply side, and the Central Bank is also saying that to address the shortfall over the next 25 years, they're going to need an average of 54,000 homes annually. So that is way down the line, it would seem, that the government are going to be able to hit this, and it doesn't even seem like they're going to hit their targets this year.
And listen, Louise, before we finish, Shane O'Farrell's family will get that long-awaited government apology today, won't they, in relation to his death. And we remember that Shane was killed in a hit-and-run incident in 2011. But we have confirmation now that the government apology is coming.
That's right. Jim O'Callaghan, the Justice Minister, will deliver this apology in the Dáil Chamber this afternoon. And this has been something that the O'Farrell family have been looking for a long time. Political correspondents like myself have been to many briefings with Shane's family, and they have been calling for answers as to why the man who fatally injured their son was not punished. And he was out on bail at the time. He should have been in jail at the time, is what they say. And they have been looking for not just an apology, but for a public inquiry into his death. Now, we will have to wait and see whether that public inquiry is forthcoming. It's something that the last government was very reluctant to do. Helen McEntee, the former Justice Minister, outright ruled it out. So we'll wait and see what happens this afternoon. How likely that is, I don't know, but they're definitely getting their apology. So a big day for Shane O'Farrell's family, and one that they've been waiting for a very long time.
Louise, thank you very much for that. And the issue with the Lithuanian national who was responsible for Shane O'Farrell being knocked knocked off his bicycle in 2011 was that he was a repeat offender. He was on bail and there was a court ruling which meant that he should have been in jail at the time of the collision. But of course, he wasn't. And we know that will mean an awful lot to the O'Farrell family today, and in particular to his mother, Lucia, who has campaigned relentlessly since 2011 to find out what happened and why that happened to her son. OK, we'll leave it there and we'll be back after this break.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.